Gracious ones, devotees of the light, seekers of purity, you have heard within this meditation the power and the presence of purity. As a protective action of the sacred fire that ultimately brings to you the light of peace. And of all possibilities for your attainment of God's self-mastery, of enlightenment, of true realization of your divinity. When you wield the power of purity in your world, it is a great protective auric flow field of light that is established around you and within you. And nothing can invade, nothing can in any way diminish the light of who you are, the presence of God within you, because you are sealed in an envelope of quintessence in a cosmic bubble of light. I pray that you have felt this radiation during this meditation and that you have risen to cosmic heights in feeling your essence, in knowing your divine quintessence, in intuiting that which is pure within you, who is God. For when you can feel this eternal nature of light throughout your being, in every cell, the vitalizing currents of the sacred fire truly make you a new creature, and you shift into that divine awareness that you have always sought in the back of your mind, within your heart, and in the innermost recesses of your soul. The light of purity brings awareness. The light of purity bestows upon you crystal clear divine thought processes. It allows you to resonate with the sunfire light of your solar selfhood. It establishes a matrix of perfection within you that has always been there and yet, which at times has escaped you as you have lapsed into unknowingness and the sense of awareness outside of the circle of God's pure being. I say, enter that being, that circle now, fully, and be bathed in that light of purity this night and whenever you choose to simply accept the cleansing spirit of sacred fire in your midst, the dynamism of the Holy Spirit's breath, and that power of protection that purity brings in any moment that you choose to step into that awareness of its reality in your heart. Though you may at times scratch your head to determine just why you do not feel the light of God flowing through your being, caressing you and investing within you those radiances that you know are truly yours for the asking, for they are God's gracious gifts to your soul, your spirit spark, essence. Well, scratch your heads no longer, blessed ones, for I tell you that the way to access this intimate feeling of your divinity is to be still and know the I am who God is within you. And in that silent space of beingness, there is no equivocation about who you are. There is only your divinity. There is only the light. There is only love. And the light of purity is yours to drink, to feel, to hear, and to day by day be bathed in. For it is God's refreshment to you. Yes, God is the great host of this universe. And the Lord is always there in a grand party to give each of you those divine delicacies of the Spirit. If you would have them, you must accept them to feel them and put aside all sense of unworthiness that somehow you are not able to conceive of or to feel that which the Lord has already graced you with as your divine nature, your true self, your pure being. O gracious ones, I lift you up on wings of sacred fire, and during this beautiful representation of that which the angels experience in their traversing of the cosmos to serve the Lord God through their investments of His light in the domains of mankind's worlds. There is the hospitable, the magnanimous sense of oneness, of beauty, of the all glory of God. Ever present, all knowing, omnipotent. Yes, dearest ones, God is great. In the great central sun, and God is great within you. And the light of purity is the connecting link betwixt that light of the core of all that is and the center of your being. And you may maintain that strong connection by maintaining your purity purity of thought, purity of feeling, purity of words, purity of actions. Ask yourself before a thought comes to mind, a feeling bubbles up from within you, or words are expressed, or deeds done. Is this worthy of God, who I am, as a pure soul, one with my source, in love with the all in all? If not, then breathe for a moment that refreshment that the Spirit provides you, so that your thoughts, feelings, words, deeds may truly be representative of your divine nature, your Godhood, your true being. O gracious ones, the light of purity is heaven's grace for you, vouchsafed to you in the beginning of your manifestation as an individual spirit spark of the One. Yes, you were bathed in God's eternal light. You were born of that cosmic solar stuff of which all of the universe is composed, which is light, love, purity. As you intuit daily how you may bring pure thoughts, pure feelings, pure words, and pure deeds into play in your world, in your daily affairs, I will be there for you to focus on even for a moment, to allow you to rise up into that nexus of the eternal now, so that my light may illumine your world, bring you peace, bring you presence, bring you protection, and bring you the power of purity's majesty and the glory of her gentle yet simple ways. Oh, the poetry of purity is mine to offer this night. O my God, through these hearts wed to you, through devotion, adoration, and oneness, restore unto them peace and the peaceable kingdom within. And as they model a saintly life and their own individual ways through their joyous spirits, through their audacious and daring lives, I am there with the Goddess of Light and the Queen of Light, forming a triune star around and within them, for their victory, for their pure alignment, for all that they require to shine forth as stars upon earth, even as the stars in the heavens shine their glory in praise of Thee, O my God. Dearest ones, the fruits of your labors shall be witnessed by many upon earth in due time. Do not be so concerned about how others think of what you are doing, or whether many more are responding at this or that juncture of your offerings. Cast your bread upon the waters as a free will gift of your soul and your spirit to the cosmos. We, the ascended hosts, bless these offerings, charge them with light, and provide as a resource to many souls your heart's fire's love. This is your pure offering to life. We receive it. We honor it. We recognize and affirm it. And whether or not the many respond, let it go and let God bestow the gifts of light to all who would receive them. In this, you will have peace. In this, all is pleasing to the Divine Mother, the One, the All. I am your goddess of purity. I return to a sacred fountain and the God Star to be bathed in the light of Omega, so that when I return, I may again nurture you in the allness of purity's radiance. I thank you.